Now, what do you call the latter part of the daytime before supper, about 3 or 4 p.m.?
Well, now, I call it in the afternoon, evening.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sunrise.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first disappears?
Sundown.
All right, now there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun's coming out. So we say the weather is?
Is a clearing.
All right, and what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
How's that now?
Now, what would you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, I reckon it'd be like a storm, wouldn't it?
All right. Well, some people have call it different things. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call that shelf there over the fireplace?
That's a mantelpiece.
And those things there that the logs are resting in?
The andirons.
And when you start a fire, what do you call the small pieces of wood that you use first?
Splinters.
And then there are some particularly rich pieces of wood.
A light wood.
And what do you call the place that has a rod and hangers in it, and you hang clothes there?
I reckon clothes rack, I wouldn't know.
Well, what do you call one that's built in, you open a little door and it's in your house? It's like a little room.
Well, it's a closet in the room.
Yes. And now, if it's not built in, though, if it's a piece of furniture,
yeah.
What do you call that?
A cupboard.
That you hang clothes in?
No. Let's see. I know what it... I can't tell you. Wardrobe.
Yes, sir. And now, on the outside of a house, what do you call the overlapping boards that are on the side of the house?
Weatherboarding.
Yes, sir. And there's a covered area on the front of the house right out here where the rocking chairs are.
The porch.
And if it was just a small place there that didn't have a roof on it and maybe wasn't big enough for a rocking chair, what would that be?
I can't tell you.
Would you call that a porch too?
Well, if it didn't have no shelter over it, I don't know if I would.
Yes. Would you have a name for it?
No.
All right. And what do you call a small fenced area that's right next to a barn, and you might pen the cows up there?
That would be a lot, we called it.
Yes, sir. And would you have a name for a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks and stones?
No.
Well, if you saw one out somewhere, what would you call it?
I'd call it a wall or a fence, one or the other.